Chapter 4, The Wicked Witch. The four friends left the Emerald City behind. Now the Wicked Witch of the West had only one eye, but that eye saw everything. And from her castle, she saw Dorothy and her friends a long way away. She called her 40 great gray wolves to her.
Go!
She said,
and bite them into little pieces.
The Scarecrow and the Tin Man heard the noise of the wolves.
This is my fight, said the Tin Man. Get behind me!
He took his axe and cut off the heads of the wolves, one after another.
That was a good fight, friend,
said the Scarecrow. The next morning, the Wicked Witch stood at her castle door and saw the dead wolves. She was very angry. The witch called her 40 great black birds and told them,
Fly to those people and bite them into little pieces.
This is my fight, said the Scarecrow.
The Scarecrow broke the neck of every bird. The Wicked Witch looked out of her castle window and saw the dead birds. She called her bees to her.
Sting them!
She shouted, and the bees flew off. The Scarecrow saw them first.
Take my straw,
he told the Tin Man,
and put it over Dorothy, Toto, and the lion, and then the bees cannot sting them.
The bees came and found only the Tin Man. They broke all their stings on his tin arms and legs, and they all died. Then Dorothy, Toto, and the lion got up and put the straw in the Scarecrow again. This time, the witch called the Winkies to her. They were her servants.
Kill them all!
She said. But the lion stood up and made an angry noise. The Winkies were afraid and ran away. The witch was very angry. She took a magic cap out of a cupboard and shouted,
Flying monkeys, come!
The flying monkeys came to her. Their king said,
You called us? What do you want?
Go to those people and kill them!
She pointed to the four friends.
No, wait! Bring the lion to me. I want him to pull a cart.
Some of the monkeys picked up the Tin Man and carried him up high, then threw him down onto hard stones. Others caught the Scarecrow and pulled out all his straw. Then they threw his empty clothes into a tall tree. Others tied up the lion and carried him to the castle of the Wicked Witch. There they put him behind high walls. But they did not hurt Dorothy or Toto. The Monkey King saw the mark of the Good Witch's kiss on her face.
We cannot hurt this little girl,
he told the others.
We'll take her to the castle.
In the castle, the witch saw the mark on Dorothy's face and her silver shoes. She was afraid. Then she thought,
I cannot hurt her, but she does not know about the magic. I can make her my servant.
She said to Dorothy,
Come to my kitchen and clean these pots and pans.
Then the witch turned to the lion.
You're going to pull a cart for me,
she said. But the lion tried to bite her. No one could get near him.
Very well, said the witch. No food for you.
But Dorothy took food to the lion at night while the witch slept. Now the Wicked Witch wanted Dorothy's silver shoes very much. Dorothy did not know this, but they were magic. Dorothy only took them off to sleep or to have a bath. The witch was afraid of the dark, so she did not go into Dorothy's room at night to take the shoes. And she was very afraid of water because water kills wicked witches. One day, Dorothy caught her foot on something, and one of the silver shoes came off. The wicked witch at once picked it up and put it on her ugly foot.
"Give that back to me," said Dorothy. "No," said the wicked witch. "It's mine now." "You wicked old witch," cried Dorothy.
Quickly, she picked up a pot of water and threw it over the witch.
"Help!"
cried the witch.
"Water will kill me!"
Soon there was nothing of her. There was only one silver shoe on the floor. Dorothy picked it up, washed and dried it, and put it on again. Then she ran to open the lion's door. Dorothy and the lion called the Winkies and said,
"The witch is dead. Now please help us to find the Tin Man and the Scarecrow."
The Winkies found the broken Tin Man. Then 20 of them worked day and night to put him right. Soon he got up and did a little dance.
"I'm as good as new," he said. "Now let's find the Scarecrow."
The Winkies found the Scarecrow's clothes at the top of the tall tree. The Tin Man cut it down. The Winkies filled the clothes with new straw, and soon the Scarecrow was as good as new. Now Dorothy and her friends spent a few happy days at the castle. But one day, Dorothy thought about her aunt and uncle in Kansas.
"Oh dear," she said. "I do want to go home."
"And I want a heart."
"And I want brains."
"And I want courage."
So they said goodbye to the Winkies. Now the Winkies loved the Tin Man very much, and they asked him to come back and be their king. He gave them his promise. Before they left, Dorothy took the magic cap away with her. Thank you.